Hi, I'm Caitlin and I'm part of the youth media team and I'm here with Paul Hopkins. So tell us a bit about yourself.
Whoa, where do I start? Well, I'm from England. I was born in Sunderland, which is in the northeast of England, but I've lived for a long time in Birmingham and I work in Birmingham too. But it's going interesting now because I work in Birmingham, but my partner lives in London, so I'm trying to live in two places at once at the moment, and which is really interesting. And a bit about me, what do I do? I produce information in accessible formats like Braille, that you saw me reading this morning, Braille, large print, and audio information. I do a lot of audio editing, I'm interested in lots of audio, lots of social media, and travelling. I love travelling. That's why I'm here partly as well. See, I'm obviously not Irish, so but I'm happy to be here. So yeah, that's a tiny bit about me in a nutshell.
Are you enjoying the conference so far?
I am enjoying the conference so far. We're coming sort of towards the end of it, I guess. It's been really interesting. It's been interesting meeting you guys, and I've been sitting in this sort of room where loads of things have been going on, as well as doing my own presentation. I did that this morning. But yeah, no, it's been really, really good. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know it was going to be like this with all you cool people doing your thing. And I thought it was really formal at first. That's what I thought it was going to be. But no, it's been good.
You said you produce Braille. How do you see this advancing in education?
Oh, good listening skills from you. Braille's an interesting one. Braille is a hot topic because a lot of people are not taught Braille anymore. So we're gonna get that one out into the wide space of people understand. It's really essential to learn Braille if you can't read at a reasonable speed or you can't really use large print, because if you're only listening to audio but you can't read anything, then essentially it's hard to really say that you're literate. So I think that Braille has a future, definitely. In terms of education, I think Braille is the way forward for especially someone like me that has no really useful sight at all. And I think that with Braille displays, so, you know, you saw me earlier reading Braille from a piece of paper. Mm-hmm. But what's happening now, there are Braille display, so it would look like a long, thin with a big line of characters. But what they're trying to do is create a Braille display that would be like A4 size, and that you would have Braille with things like haptics and stuff like that. So that's kind of where it's going. And if they can do that, then and do it in an affordable way, because Braille displays cost like anything from let's do it in euros, anything from 1,200 to 8,000, 12,000 euro. So that's a lot of money. Most people can't afford that. And so Braille for most people is the way I was doing it this morning, where you have to get it printed out and then read it afterwards. And so, but I think in terms of education, yeah, it's a gateway to education for many people. Really it is. That can't have, that where there's no other option. In a way that I think that's by listening to audio isn't the same thing. You don't learn how to spell as easily. You don't understand words in context and punctuation and things like that. So, yeah, that's a long answer to your question, but it's a very important question and something I'm passionate about, so well done for asking that.
Tell us a bit about your keynote and how that went today.
Oh, well, I think how it went is probably up to all the people that heard it, really. But I felt that it was good. It was a bit experimental in the end because I was trying to show a way of creating a memory, and we did it. Obviously, at the moment, the 2016, isn't it? Is going to be the centenary of the Easter Rising here in Ireland. So yeah. I use that as an example, and saying how you could create a memory. So how, say, someone like you could maybe your great grandparents or and people, if you can find someone that remembers that time, if it's been passed down to them by someone else, or maybe even someone who is 100 could tell you of a memory. And I showed an example of how you could record a memory from your phone, basically, and I put music to it. It's up on Twitter at the moment. If you find the hashtag ICTEDU, And we basically recorded it live with the audience. I hope people got something out of it. It's all about how you can make something, make your mark, and then bake it. So, you know, how are you going to make it? What are you going to do? Where's the oven? You know, that kind of thing. And then what are you going to take away from that? Or what are other people going to be able to take away from it? So, yeah, I think managed to fit it into all those things, managed to fit it into 30 minutes just about. And I think people seem quite happy with it. So I was very glad. I'm honoured. I've never been a keynote speaker before. So, yeah, I was happy with all things. But more importantly, I've been happy to just be here and meet you guys and come to Ireland. It's been a very good experience.
So what has been your favourite part of the conference today?
That's really hard to ask. I think seeing you guys, and I know that's like, oh yeah, well, you're sitting in front of me, so that might be obvious, but I think really all this is aimed at people like yourself, and, you know, people of your age, younger, maybe a bit older. So it's all about how people who are teaching you things are meant to or can engage with you and keep your interest and keep you inspired and enable you then to take the things that you've learned, as you, and especially you at your age, you know, you're at a really big turning point in your life because now you're thinking about college or whatever the university may be, to see that stuff being passed on in such a clever way and such a it's free flowing, but it still has some sort of boundaries, it still has some ideas and a bit of a plan, but it's free flowing enough to be to make sure that you guys are involved and that things can happen around you and some free thinking can go on.
Okay, thank you.
That's all right.